discussion of the issues of the day here on the Good Day program. Important stories, things that you want to know more about. My favorite is not necessarily what we always lead with, and that certainly would be the case here because I'm not a fan of what the administration is contemplating, getting involved in other things. But I know many
news
of
you need to know.
Exactly. And, so here we are with that. By the way, medical news you need to know. We'll discuss some issues with Dr. Jack Stockwell in a matter of moments. The germ theory of disease. Among other things, when you get sick, why do you get sick? What's going on in your body, and what do you want to know about that? So that's coming up in a few minutes. Meanwhile, we'll cover a couple of the big items. President Obama addressing the nation last night. We all are concerned about what may or may not be done in Syria or about Syria and their use of chemical weapons. I think that if you nose around today, you'll see a lot of different stories. For example, the way this is being covered in France, I thought was interesting. A French official says that officially Syrian resolution talks have begun. They refer to them as tense negotiations on the resolution that would put Syria's chemical weapons under international control. But the plan to have Syria turn its chemical weapons over was started by the Russians, and the Russians have suggested they want to be in charge of the chemical weaponry.
That is, there you go.
Of a fox garden at Hen House.
Exactly.
It was actually started by John Kerry, who kind of just said it, and the Russians are like, we'll do that.
Yeah, right. So we'll grab onto that. Anyway, the president, I'm taking an excerpt here from last night's conversation where the president addresses the proposal from Russia here that we're talking about. Would be cut 112.
Right? I got you for you there. Nick.
Over the last few days, we've seen some encouraging signs, in part because of the credible threat of U.S. military action. As well as constructive talks that I had with President Putin, the Russian government has indicated a willingness to join with the international community in pushing Assad to give up his chemical weapons. The Assad regime has now admitted that it has these weapons and even said they joined the Chemical Weapons Convention, which prohibits their use. It's too early to tell whether this offer will succeed, and any agreement must verify that the Assad regime keeps its commitments. But this initiative has the potential to remove the threat of chemical weapons without the use of force, particularly because Russia is one of Assad's strongest allies. I have therefore asked the leaders of Congress to postpone a vote to authorize the use of force while we pursue this diplomatic path. I'm sending Secretary of State John Kerry to meet his Russian counterpart on Thursday.
Did he just say secretary?
And I will continue my own discussions with President Putin. I've spoken to the leaders of two of our closest allies, France and the United Kingdom, and we will work together in consultation with Russia and China to put forward a resolution at the UN Security Council requiring Assad to give up his chemical weapons and to ultimately destroy them under international control. We'll also give UN inspectors the opportunity to report their findings about what happened on August 21st. And we will continue to rally support from allies, from Europe to the Americas, from Asia to the Middle East, who agree on the need for action. Meanwhile, I've ordered our military to maintain their current posture, to keep the pressure on Assad, and to be in a position to respond if diplomacy fails. And tonight I give thanks again to our military and their families for their incredible strength and sacrifices.
All right, so the response was delivered by Kentucky Republican Rand Paul. A response to the president's address to the nation, he said, quote, 12 years after about 3,000 Americans were killed by Al-Qaeda, President Obama now asks us to be allies with Al-Qaeda. And you can imagine what sort of a firestorm of controversy that has brought about on Twitter and Facebook. But there are a lot of people who think that's what we're doing. So it's a worthy...
It's very murky water that we're playing in.
It really is.
And here's the other couple of things you got to think about. How do you go into a country, send UN troops into a country that's in civil war, a crazy civil war, and get chemical weapons out of there?
Yeah, not easy.
Big guns.
Yeah.
One of our listeners, Aaron, wrote, she said, had been listening when Roberta gave her opinion on the Syrian situation. I also listened to President Obama's speech this evening. I have to say, Roberta, you were spot on. The whole thing has just been to save face.
Well, explain, because maybe some people haven't heard your theory. Roberta Fasanelli has a theory about what really is going on behind the scenes with all of this play. This is like a play.
Oh, it's just a big chess game. You know, Obama couldn't stay silent. Something had to be said. And, you know, the swords had to be rattled and splashed in
because
the air.
Because he drew the red line.
He had to draw the red line because to do nothing would have been worse than to, you know, say something. And he was in a damned if he does, damned if he doesn't position. So he just basically said something, but then said, drew the line in the sand, but then said, I'm going to leave it up to the American people. I'm going to leave it up to Congress. And he also, you know, don't you think he talked with the British also and said, look, hey, do me a favor. Don't back us on this, you know, so that we have a bit of an out here. Yeah. You know, these people talk to each other. Anybody who thinks that they don't is, you know, living in la-la land, of course everybody talks to each other, and they all plan a strategy to each other. Everybody has to save face. Everybody has to try to look good in the world.
Yeah, the Russians are tweaking us here, and they're having fun.
Of course the Russians
The Russians are going, okay, listen, we'll agree to this. If they don't have to admit that they were the ones who gassed their own citizens,
of course.
We'll sign off on it.
Yeah. I think the only ones that they really don't talk to maybe are the North Koreans.
The shenanigans continue. By the way, there was a car bomb in Libya in Benghazi today at the foreign ministry. For those of you who remember a year ago today, when the 12th anniversary of September 11th took place, and that bombing that killed was of four Americans.
11th anniversary.
The 12th is this year. Right, 11th last year. So anyway, that continues to be part of the drama here today. And speaking of drama, in New York, there are a lot of somber tributes being given, as is appropriate, for the acknowledgement of September 11th. The best thing that could be done, in my opinion, is for the scenario to take place as Mayor Bloomberg and the others have set it up, but also in schools around the country, whether it's high school, junior high school, college. This ought to be the main topic of conversation. At least in my world, it ought to be. Mm-hmm. Speaking of my world, this world continues with a focus on medical information that you may be very connected to, like how do you get sick? What's the germ theory of disease? And does Dr. Jack Stockwell hold with it? And that question answered in a few moments here on Good Day.
If I had a nickel for every child who needs a hand.
If I had a dime
for every big dream.
For every day to get out and play.
For every kiss to make it better.
If I had a penny.
Just a penny.
From you and millions of other Rite Aid shoppers.
To round up for kids.
Just imagine the change.
Your change could make.
Learn how to round up your Rite Aid purchases to the nearest dollar and give the change to kids in need at KidSense.com.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a Lifetime Achievement Award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Back to school got you on the run. Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler, now joined by Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is one of our three medical advisors here on the program, one of only 24 NUCA board-certified chiropractors in our country and perhaps around the world. Very knowledgeable when it comes to the alternatives that are available for you. And I'm always interested in Jack's theories. I was reading an article about the germ theory of disease and how scientists are now offering a holistic perspective, and that is taking hold, Jack. It seems to be taking hold. So I wonder what your round on this is. Germs, disease, the new holistic approach. You say that it's imperative that we have a strong immune system, because if you don't, you have inflammation. So where does this germ theory of disease fit in all this discussion?
Well, one thing to keep in mind is that if the germ theory of disease was correct, there would be nobody alive to believe it.
Explain that, please.
Well, it's not that germs cause disease, because everybody has germs. Everybody comes in contact with germs.
Yep. We all have things in our body that we would wish, if we knew they were there, they weren't there.
Yeah, germs don't
but
cause
germs
disease.
Are good too, right?
Well, there's a lot of good germs.
Bacteria,
you know, we've talked about the microbes that exist inside the human gut. 90% of the DNA inside the human shell isn't even human. It's microbial. It's what lives in our gut that gives us the good stuff, gives us vitamins, helps us to process minerals, it gives us short-chain fatty acids, which the brain desperately needs. When the gut is sick, the whole body's going to be sick. It's not germs and viruses or even stress that causes disease. It's malnutrition. Mm-hmm. And because of the tremendous state of malnutrition in this country, because we just don't eat food anymore, and if you want a good example of what I'm talking about, look at what they serve in the hospitals to their patients. Some of the worst stuff that they could possibly be fed. And because of that, as you said, Doug, it causes a certain sluggishness in the immune response.
Yeah.
You can have some blood work done that shows that you have plenty of beta lymphocytes, that you have plenty of natural killer cells, that you have macrophages, that you have all the things inside the bloodstream to help clean and get rid of the debris, get rid of the bad guys, but it doesn't mean that they're active. And so there are live blood tests that can be done where they look at a sample of blood that's still alive under a slide, and they can see that a lot of these aspects of our immune system simply have gone AWOL.
You know, what really is troubling here in terms of what we put into our bodies, because as you said, we really don't have good food. A lot of us don't have exposure to really good food. And here is the latest from the Department of Agriculture, working in collusion with Big Ag, trying to kill country of origin labeling. I noticed that there was a lawsuit that was supposed to be conducted yesterday, and the judge threw it out. Again, these people, again, with the collusion of our Department of Agriculture, is trying to keep country of origin labeling from becoming a law. So you would know where this stuff comes from.
Well, that's just it. You've got to ask yourself, why would they do that?
Well, because,
you know, do they have the interest of the American public at mind?
Not there, they don't.
No, it doesn't sound like it. I think they have the interest of those who control Congress at mind.
Right.
And which are the large corporations.
Supply. Yeah,
precisely.
Exactly. So what would you say? We have about 60 seconds left here. I'm aware of people who are germophobes. You go into their house and they, you know, make you take off your shoes. They want you not to touch things until you wash your hands or get a spray. These people, especially if you have new children, new babies in the house.
Yeah, or kids that are germophobes.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, if they're family members, you're kind of stuck. If they're friends, you need new friends. No, you know, if it's a relationship you want to maintain, then you're going to have to wash your hands and take off your shoes.
Yeah, right.
But bottom line is, you need germs to be able to protect yourself from germs.
Well, that's true. Our skin is covered with germs that are beneficial.
Right. Cooties. Oh,
right. Yes.
Check out the Forbidden Doctor News letter, which Jack produces. Go to jackstockwell.com. 21 after. This is Good Day.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm a amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Billy Bob Thornton will be spending some time with us. Meanwhile, it's time for us to spend, I believe, some time, quality time, thinking about September 11th. The time was 8:48 a.m. Rich and I were on the air at the
Roberta
time.
Too.
I was trying to remember who else was with us.
It was the three of us.
Roberta, it was here. Was Skinner here?
No.
No.
Nope.
It was just the three of us?
Just the three of us.
Yeah. And so from that, I remember saying to Roberta, Roberta, I think, made the first comment. So it looks like a small plane crashed into the...
You hit it right on the head within about 5 minutes.
I'm the one who said this might be terrorism.
Yeah, I remember
that.
Yeah.
Because they were saying small plane. I'm looking at the picture, and I'm counting the number of floors, and I'm saying, this ain't no small plane.
No. That's Bon Jovi with Undivided. Charlie Daniels Band has another one of our September 11th songs. This ain't no rag, it's a flag. As we think about some of the news bulletins that came out, Fast and Furious, the American Airlines Flight 11, piloted by John Oganowski, left Boston on schedule at 8:05, and within 48 minutes, nobody was alive on that plane. The plane was destroyed as it crashed into the South Tower, and then the people on Flight United 175 had the same fate, and more news bulletins, and then Flight 77, American flight leaving Washington for L.A. They were all planes headed from the East Coast to the West Coast because they would have the most fuel on them, and they'd figured that out. So that's why, as we think about the people running and screaming and jumping out of the towers, we think...
You know what I think of a lot when I think
anger.
Back on it?
I think of anger. I think of anger.
You know, no. Let me help you turn that around. I think about how united we all were just for that short time.
Yeah, we were. New Yorkers especially.
Yeah, how something that awful
brought people together.
Brought everybody together. I didn't care whether you were extreme right, extreme left, a hippie, a yuppie, or whatever it was. Everybody was kind of on the same page and was together and friendly, and that lasted three or four months.
Another tune, Richie, the Eagles' Hole in the World is also a good representative song of September 11th. I was thinking about some of the people who have taken shots at me over the years because of what I said about the Muslim militants. All of them were men in their 20s and 30s. They were all members of Al-Qaeda. And so when we profile people today and we're criticized for doing it, sorry, these are the guys who did it. Now, has that changed somewhat? Are there white Americans who are Muslim who have challenged our system? Yeah, but for the most part, the people that ought to still be profiled are men in their 20s and 30s, dark skin, big nosed, from the area around the point in the world where all religions have started, for the most part.
Looks like a duck, quacks like a duck.
Right, exactly. What offends me more than anything else about this, and this does make me angry, Richie, is the harassment that we go under in the name of protection with the TSA and,
you know,
and the NSA and
funny
all this
you mentioned
snooping.
That just this weekend with the NFL season starting,
yeah,
they have new rules on taking bags into the... They can only be so big. They have to be clear.
Yeah.
So women with purses, and women are just like, oh, what if I need to take such and such in with me? How do
bring
you hide
a plastic
that clear bag?
Yeah,
and it's just it gets a little crazy.
It is, but it is the thing.
It's all for your protection, though.
It has helped to destroy a large part of our fabric and fiber in America. This sort of thing.
And I will say that we haven't been attacked again, though.
No, they can say that, but there's a lot of ifs and ands and buts with this, Richie. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Millions of Americans volunteer on September 11th. Today is a National Day of Service and Remembrance. I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. Many volunteers plan ahead, but if, like me, this snuck up on you, here are several things to do to honor those who died that terrible day. You can go it alone. There's a guy in New York who feeds quarters into expired parking meters. Or find a group like Project Linus, where people make blankets for the homeless. I'll post links to several websites where you can find one-day volunteer opportunities or longer projects. On most of these websites, you type in a keyword and your zip code. The word hunger led me to a homeless shelter that needs food servers. When I typed in cleanup, I found a wetland restoration project. AARP's website, createthegood.org, is a good place to start. It's loaded with one-day options, projects, stories, and blog posts. Just reading them inspired me, and today I'm going to start. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Program, a daily overview lasting 6 hours from 4 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time. You can find out what's going on, the important stories of the day, a few nuggets you can carry with you. For many of you, the first to look or listen to what's going on, thus the focus on Syria almost ad nauseum. What was that?
Roberta Stapler.
Good for you, Roberta. Congratulations.
Is that a Stapler, Roberta?
Put together.
Roberta?
Really?
Wow, I just won $10,000.
You know what?
Sound.
That's a contest. We should have. I used to do that.
Yeah.
There was, I think, I don't remember whether I was with you or not, or you were with me,
no,
Richie.
I remember we used to
do that. Remember we used to do that? We had contests to name that sound. And we ought to do that again. Meanwhile, we got to talk about the things that people need to know day. Yeah, you're wonderful, Rich. Absolutely terrific. After we go through three or four of the big items, we're going to bring you the three contestants in our Dream Big America weekly contest. And so we'll introduce you to them and give you the gist of their ideas and see if you want to vote for them in our Dream Big contest, which is pretty easy to do. I'll explain that in a few minutes as well. Meanwhile, what is there new? What can we add to the Syrian discussion? Not much. You all know that the terrorism alert is up today because it's September 11th, and we've connected all of this stuff. The big problem right now, and I don't think we've talked about this, the price of oil has gone up again. And so what will happen probably in the next 24 to 48 hours, the big oil companies won't be able to gouge you anymore, because with the lessening of tension will come down the price of oil. And thus, what you've seen in the last couple of weeks, the price of diesel now is almost $4 a gallon. What outrage. Gasoline, $3.60, $3.70. Kenny, what'd you pay for regular gas most recently in San Diego?
$4.03.
Richie, what's the latest price for you?
$3.49.
So it's less expensive there than it is here. Roberta in New York, what are you paying?
Last time I paid was like $4.09.
Yeah. Okay. So we're all getting screwed, basically, by what's going on. And let not the Russian connection to all of this go unnoticed. The Russians have more oil under the ground. We have more natural gas. They have more oil. And they want to export it, and that's part of the plan. The Saudis want to get a pipeline across Syria to be used to feed Russia gas in exchange for oil, and I don't know. Well, there's all kinds of machinations to that deal. And don't kid yourself for a minute. That's part of all of this as we go through, and you and I are getting it in the neck because of what's being charged for. Newt Gingrich, if he never got anything else right in his life, was right when he said the max we ought to be paying for gasoline gasoline is $2.50 a gallon.
Yeah, but Newt Gingrich also knows that we're all being played like a bunch of puppets.
Of course we are.
With this whole Putin, Obama. Yeah. It's been going on. It's not just Putin and Obama. It's Bush and Reagan and Carter and all of them.
All
right?
Part of it.
They got this deal going where, this is how things are going to go for the next 5 to 10, 20 years. Yeah. And we're going to play all these people so that we can all get rich.
Yep. Hooray.
I feel like such a sucker sometimes when I watch the news.
Speaking of what you're watching, Richie, you'll be happy to know, in case you didn't know it, that ESPN and Fox, as they broadcast the first Monday night game, had a record when it comes to ratings, a record opener. The ratings were through the roof.
Yeah, football's pretty exciting this year. That we had Sunday, I will tell you, some great games. That San Francisco-Green Bay game.
It's like they go on and on and on.
It was, what a fabulous game. The Redskins-Eagles game, not so much on Monday night.
Yeah, well, anyway, the San Francisco victory over Green Bay, the highest rated, most watched telecast of any kind since the Academy Awards in February.
That was like the Super Bowl in September.
16.6 rating, watched by 28.5 million viewers.
That and the Broncos game.
Yeah. Well, so there you go. It's
Peyton Manning just unleashed a fury on the Ravens that they will. Hey, that was a show to watch. That.
See how out of it I am.
He threw 7 touchdowns in one game, tied a record that hadn't been accomplished since like 1960 something or other.
All right. One of the other things that people are yakking about today that has a lot of merit, actually, a story from Washington that we're carrying at DougStephan.com. So if you follow or you want to get sort of a thumbnail sketch about many of the things that we're talking about, there are 3 or 4 different ways of following what's trending on Good Day. And you can also look at what we have hour by hour and the headlines from the program, which include a Washington ban. They want to institute a 24-hour ban, or a waiting period, I suppose is a more tactful way of putting it, for tattoos and piercings. So the ladies on The View had a discussion of this proposal yesterday, which is pretty ear-opening.
D.C. lawmakers are proposing that there be a law that makes people who want a tattoo have to wait 24 hours before getting any work done so they can really make sure they want it.
I mean, you know what would be better? A breathalyzer test.
But the reason that they say people should wait is that a lot of employers still think that a tattoo is sort of, I don't know, you know, not a good thing to have, and therefore it could stop you from getting a hire. But do all of us have tattoos?
I got hired. In the 24-hour waiting period, I kind of think it really only helps the drunk folks and the emotional people.
Off in 24
yours comes off. Sure. But I think if you're drunk, if you're emotional, because 2:35 in the morning sounds good. 2:35 p.m., you get to think about things a little bit more. Because you've not thought about yours.
I don't want, just because you don't have it, and not you, but one doesn't have their self-control, or they're drunk, or they don't know. Why should it affect me?
And there you go. What do you think of that?
There's a saying in the tattoo business, apparently, saying you get the tattoo you deserve.
Really?
Which means if you wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning and you look over and you're wondering why your arm hurts, you got what you deserved. Mm. But this is a fascinating topic, and one of the interesting things about it is that tattoos are considered art. Art is considered free speech. Therefore, tattoos are covered by the Constitution, protected by the Constitution as free speech. Now, you go state to state, and this differs a little bit, because each state looks at the application of a tattoo as a commercial sale, which is not protected by the Constitution. So the act of putting a tattoo on is not protected, but the tattoo itself is protected, depending on which state you go. It's just a fascinating topic. So now the Washington, D.C. Council has said the reason we want to do this is so that people don't end up regretting what they got. Well, the people are kind of arguing, listen, I'm protected, it's free speech, I can do what I want. Had they gone with, we want to protect people from getting hepatitis B, they may have had a case here. But I think it's probably going to be overturned. The D.C. tattoo organizations are fighting it vehemently.
Right. All right. So that's that story. The story behind the story with our Dream Big America weekly contestants. If you're not familiar with how this works, each week we have a group of three people who are entrepreneurs in our country starting a business that are looking for support. And so I've teamed up with some folks in Kansas City, Adam Taff and his connection to the Kauffman Foundation and Nutrition Capital Network. We've vetted a lot of people who are starting businesses that are looking for support and promotion, a big push, if you will, because I'm an entrepreneur. I really like to support those who have some good ideas. So each week we have three different contestants that come on the program, present their ideas, and they're looking for your vote. The voting starts at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, East Coast time, 10 o'clock in the morning, and goes till 2 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. So I try to take a few minutes every Wednesday at this time to have you listen to the pitches from these people, including Michael Bazette, who has a company called Jar with a Twist. We'll hear from him. Tomer Alpert, who has an interesting Felt app, which you can check out at feltapp.com. And also Phil Weiner, who is interested in conservation, has a company called Urban Earth in San Francisco. All of their presentations in brief will be presented in just a couple minutes, actually, and then we'll send you to the website for Dream Big America, and you can vote on who you think wins. They become eligible, the winner each week, for the grand opportunity during the fourth week of the month to come together, the three winners from the previous 3 weeks. Then that person winning that week with votes at dreambigamerica.us will get a $20,000 prize, cash, and the opportunity to, in this case, get a lot of help from people who have been successful in promoting their businesses. So it's a win-win all the way around. So we'll meet these people and hear from them and what their ideas are, and we'll send you to the voting booth after these words.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Look, kid, on this job you can use any wrenches you want, but I use Westward wrenches. Ratcheting, ratcheting reversibles, spline drives, flex wrenches, quality stuff. Man's choice of wrench is a personal thing. I am not going to tell you what wrenches to use, but use Westward. All Westward wrench sets are 25% off at Grainger this month. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/westwardpromo or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promo ends September 30th, 2013. Visit grainger.com/westwardpromo for details.
Will getting your knee replaced get you moving again and save you money? A recent study in the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery estimates that America saved $12 billion from the 600,000 knee replacement surgeries performed in 2009. Researchers compared direct and indirect costs of both surgical and non-surgical treatments for patients suffering from osteoarthritis of the knee. Dr. Josh Jacobs, president of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, explains.
We have long known that knee replacement is a restorative procedure, returning patients to work and increasing their quality of life. For the first time, we can now quantify the cost. There's real value here for patients. More than 90% of patients will have less pain, and the average patient's indirect savings is $40,000, which adds up to billions of healthcare dollars.
America has an aging population, yet we desire to work and remain active. Combined with increasing obesity, the demand for total knee replacement is expected to reach 3 million per year by 2030. To learn more, visit anationinmotion.org.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All men meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here. Here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says top 10 next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands. Shop Your Way members get up to $300 back in points with a purchase of a Sharp 60-inch or larger Smart HD TV. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 10/5/13. Points range from $100 to $300. Excludes clearance and closeout. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Not a member? Join today. It's free. Visit shopyourway.com or ask an associate.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli, Kenny Kessler, and some of these people that are participating. Richie has gotten fairly close to this. Roberta and Kenny have been listening to these pitches. There actually have been some very good stories told and very worthwhile efforts at promoting new businesses, and thus we consider now the stories that come from these three for this week. We'd like you to consider about 60 seconds worth of material, including the story on Jar with a Twist. I thought this was pretty clever, actually.
Very cool.
Michael Bissett is here.
Now, I'd like to introduce Jar with a Twist this way. Imagine that a push pop and a chapstick got married and had a baby. Their child would be Jar with a Twist. Now, to help describe how it works, I want you guys to imagine yourselves holding what feels like a traditional jar. Go ahead and take it out of the pantry and remove the top. With your other hand, feel the bottom. You grip an ergonomic handle running across the bottom of a cylindrical jar. And that's part of the rotating bottom platform that fits snugly into threads on the inside of the cylindrical part of the jar that you're holding. Now, this is where the magic happens. Start twisting the platform that you're holding and be amazed as it glides smoothly upwards along threads on the inside of the jar, pushing everything above it upwards. Your condiment jars will always be exactly as full as you would like them to be. And for that matter, so will your tubs of cosmetic products, car grease, or anything else you could ever imagine being put in a jar.
All right.
I love how he described no more peanut butter knuckles.
Yeah, right. I think that's very clever.
That was funny.
All right. Next up is Tomer Alpert, whose company is called Felt, and they have a pretty interesting story. I'm not sure that I think he did the greatest job in the world of telling it, but let's let you be the judge of that.
So I'm going to jump right into what Felt is. It's an iPad app, and it's the first of its kind where you can handwrite a card. It could be any greeting card, a thank you card, to a holiday card, to a condolence card. You write it using your finger or a stylus right on the screen, and you also address your envelope using your finger or a stylus. Write your person's name, write their address, write your return address. And you pay $3.99, and we print what you wrote on premium Mohawk card paper, which is the best paper in the world, and we print your addresses on beautiful craft paper bag envelopes. And then we hand apply a stamp, and we drop it in the mailbox for you. So it's pure and simple, just like what you would do if you would have to go to the store, get a book of stamps, and then walk to your mailbox and drop the card in yourself.
I like the personal touch. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm. All right, final contestant is Phil Weiner, who has a company called Urban Earth.
People truly want to start a garden, but if you've ever started a garden before, sometimes it sucks. And there's watering, weeding, digging, and that's why I created the Nourish Mat and the Herb Mat. Now, these are out-of-the-box garden systems that help empower people to start growing their own herbs, veggies, and flowers. And since we're on the phone, just imagine rolling out a 3-foot by 2-foot blanket onto a healthy soil area, raised bed, or rooftop garden. It's got built-in irrigation. It's going to water the plants, tells you when and where to grow, and comes with these amazing little pre-planted seed balls for growing different plant types. Grow spinach, arugula, carrots, radishes, cilantro, and pretty soon whatever you like. All you need are three things: 6 inches of healthy soil, sunlight, and access to water.
All right. Fun. So there it is. Michael Bissett is number one, Tomer Alpert number two, and Phil Weiner, they are number three. Which of those contestants do you want to support? To vote for one of them, you go to dreambigamerica.us, the website there. You'll find your favorite contestant. Click vote on the one you like the most. Or you can text DBA to 61222 Dream and do the same thing. Dream Big America on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelter should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Slow. It's only green lights and all rise. Let's go together with a wink and a smile.
Wink and a Smile by Harry Connick Jr. from the movie Sleepless in Seattle. Acknowledging that Harry Connick is having his 46th birthday today. Very versatile guy. He played the district attorney in Law and Order and the boyfriend of Mariska Hargitay's character. Benson, seems to me, in a couple of seasons. And he's going to be the judge, one of the three judges on American Idol this year. That'll be good for him. Yeah, I think that'll be cool. All right, so
also, he was the star of the family film Dolphin Tale last year, and I thought he did a really good job. They're going to make a sequel to that.
Yeah, he's been good as an actor.
And he's still relatively very young at 46. He's had a pretty good career.
Good for him. People deserve the success that they work for, I think, and he's an example of that. Movie music gets us into movie news. Actually, we were just about at this point going to be introducing Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes, we were.
To the audience, but unfortunately, Billy Bob, because he's promoting the movie Jane Mansfield's Car, which he's in, it's with Robert Duvall, John Hurt, Kevin Bacon.
Don't promote it. The guy just stiffed us.
Oh, well, he's not around because he apparently isn't.
We're assuming that he's on an all-night bender there with his publicist because neither one of them can be reached.
Right. But they had, this is usually the case when you have a guest on like this, they've called, they want to get exposure on radio stations to promote whatever it is that they promote. And so, what, have we found him?
I just got an update. Apparently, apparently Billy Bob isn't going through the company who scheduled all of these interviews. He's calling them on his own and not on schedule. So we'll probably get a call from Billy Bob in about 30 minutes, at which point we'll have to say thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, so that's the story. And I don't know that we need to spend any more time on it than that. It would have been nice to have a conversation with him.
But that's
I don't
know what you about expect from a guy like him.
Yeah. Tucker, what do we know about Jane Mansfield's Car? What do you know about that movie? I just mentioned Mariska Hargitay. And by the way, for those of you who don't know how to connect the dots or don't know this, Jane Mansfield was Mariska Hargitay's mother. And she was in the car.
That.
You didn't know that? Her father was a bodybuilder named Mickey Hargitay, and she's the only child of this union, and she was in the car when her mother committed suicide. So
I know that. The only thing I really knew about Jane Mansfield in the movie Shawshank Redemption, that's the poster that
right. Jane Mansfield was a va-va vroom at the time of when women were presenting themselves a lot like Marilyn Monroe. Jane Mansfield was a little bigger and a little more pronounced, shall we say, and quite a figure, frankly. So she attracted a lot of attention from guys like Mickey Hargitay, and they were married and something happened. I'm not sure what it was, but it was enough to get her to commit suicide. It was, seems to me there was a Cadillac convertible. I'm remembering this. My God, I haven't thought about this for ages. I believe that Mariska Hargitay was a child and in the back seat of the car when this all took place.
What a selfish awful person to do that in front of a child.
Oh, yeah, awful.
So anyway. Other than that, I don't know that much about the film other than it's Billy Bob Thornton's first film that he wrote and directed. He co-wrote this film and directed in a decade. It has a really good cast. Val, Kevin Bacon, Robert Patrick. Smith. It's going to be released in
I'm assuming Mariska Hargitay won't do a cameo in it.
I wouldn't have thought that Mariska Hargitay would be involved in this at all. So, all right, Chuck, what else have you got for movie news?
Paramount Pictures moving forward with a third entry in the G.I. Joe franchise. Most likely Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be involved. He seems to be involved in every action franchise right now, attached to a big screen version of The Fall Guy, and might be involved in the new Terminator film. So, pretty good. The studios hired the writers of Snow White and the Huntsman to do G.I. Joe 3. Other news, Disney has delayed its Pirates of the Caribbean 5 with Johnny Depp from 2015 to 2016. They say they want to get the script right. When you're doing a fifth sequel, I don't know how much of a script you can have, but they certainly want to improve on the last entry, although that made $1 billion worldwide, so they got a really good franchise still going. One other bit of news, actress Leah Thompson of Back to the Future fame joining actor Nick Cage in a big screen version of the religious end of the world series Left Behind. That was a directed video series with Kirk Cameron. Now they're going to do a bigger budgeted feature film starring Nick Cage. That's an interesting property to turn into a moderately budgeted theatrical film, so see how that plays out.
What do you think? All right. So I noticed that the movie's opening on this day, 1998, Rounders with Matt Damon, Edward Norton. You remember that one?
Yeah, the Pokemon movie.
Yeah, and Without Limits with Donald Sutherland and Monica Potter. I don't remember that one at all.
I don't either.
Yeah. All right, so we've covered it. Chuck Curry is our movie man here on the Doug Steffen.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.